Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Acts chapter 10, verse 34. Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism. Have you ever been in a situation where favoritism was at play? It's hard, isn't it? When favoritism works against us, the protestations are quick and real. But I'm more qualified. I have more experience. She's never even done that before. No, we certainly do not like favoritism. How wonderful it is, then, to hear the words of our Bible reading for today. The Apostle Peter declared that God does not show favoritism. Peter had been under the impression that his own people, the Jewish people, were the ones God loved. But God brought Peter into contact with a non-Jewish man named Cornelius, who had been brought to faith in the true God. This showed Peter that God loves all people. He does not show favoritism. Once Peter discovered this, he told Cornelius and his family about what Jesus had done to save people from their sins, and he ordered that they be baptized. Baptism is one of the clearest illustrations of God's unwillingness to play favorites. Because you see, we all need baptism. It doesn't matter how rich or poor we are. It doesn't matter what skin color we are. It doesn't matter how powerful we are. It doesn't matter if our upbringing was happy or not so happy. Every single one of us needs baptism. Why? Every single one of us needs to have our sins forgiven. And in baptism, that is exactly what God does. He washes sins away. And it doesn't matter how rich or poor a person is, or what skin color a person is, how powerful a person is, or if a person's upbringing was happy or not so happy. Every single person who is baptized receives God's unconditional forgiveness. What a blessing baptism is, and what a reminder that our God does not play favorites. Dear God, thank you for reminding me today that you do not play favorites. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.